don't drink and I don't smoke. I don't wear no greasy coat.
Rudy Giuliani, the former federal prosecutor and mayor of New York on 9/11, is currently, as of the last few hours, Donald Trump's newest attorney. The man has a mouth like Montezuma's revenge, and if he had any clue how to use it, he might be dangerous. The president may have found the perfect counselor, a mouthpiece to match his own, full of sound and fury, signifying, well, who the hell knows. He's been walking back his first statements, then his second, and now his last, and in the end, it's exactly like his boss. Bad craziness, lies and bombast, ignorance and narcissism, full-throated. Try, if you can, to avert your eyes, much less your ears. Trump just hired the guy who was Clinton's attorney when he was impeached. Tell you something? I can't remember his name right off, but then why bother keeping track? They come and go faster than Trump's girlfriends. Rudy was brought in to clean up the whole witch hunt business and so far has pretty much hung a tire around Donald's neck, mentioning how he knew Cohen was paying off Stormy, how he met with Cohen to make payments when Cohen complained he was getting stiffed, how the payments were necessary given the election was a week away. If Trump was worried about Cohen singing like a canary, he doesn't have to wonder about his boy Rudy. The man is a bad opera. Giuliani's newest fallback is that he doesn't have the facts yet. Just blabbing off the top of his head, I guess. Like I said, a perfect match for his master. Attorneys usually are conservative fellows. They're reluctant to say more than what's necessary. Usually nothing much at all unless they're under oath themselves. Whatever lawyer-client privileges might have been invoked down the road, Rudy's pretty much burned that argument by spilling his guts day in and day out. If I wanted to drain the swamp there in D.C., I might start with a lot less lawyers and lobbyists. Trump, not so much. This guy can take credit almost single-handedly for bringing the unemployment numbers down, creating jobs at an incredible pace, and hiring folks for most people would consider unemployable. Give him credit where credit is due. I just wish I'd gotten a lot.
I don't drink and I don't smoke. I don't wear no greasy coat.